Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I always assume my audience is different in each hour, you know, different people listening in the first hour, the second hour, the third hour. If you didn't have a chance to hear what I talked about at the end of the second hour, last hour, and you're just tuning in now at the top of hour number three, today on Thursday, a little proof of life, Thursday, the 22nd of April, I want you to hear it again. I want to state it clearly. I've always said liberalism is a mental illness, and it's even more pronounced when you meet crazy feminist, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, fem-Nazis, feminist, communist, crazy women. And science now tells you, Pew Research study, that white liberals are much more likely to have mental health problems, and the more liberal you are, the more likely you are to have mental health problems. So very liberal is even worse than liberal. Here's the study. White liberals significantly more likely than other racial and ideological groups to be diagnosed with a mental health condition. The findings from a Pew Research Center study finds white liberals of all ages more likely to have been diagnosed with a mental health condition compared with their moderate and conservative peers. The disparity is especially pronounced among young people aged 18 to 29. Nearly half of white liberals, 46%, report being diagnosed with a mental health condition. That's compared to 26% of white moderates and 21% of white conservatives, young white conservatives. Young white people who identified as very liberal were considerably more likely to report mental health problems, even compared with their peers who identified as liberal. Among all demographics, young white females who identified as liberal or very liberal were by far the most likely to report a mental health diagnosis. In fact, a majority of young white liberal women, 56%, a majority said they'd been diagnosed with a mental health condition compared with 28% of young moderate women and 27% of young conservative women. The ideological disparity was even present, although less pronounced, among young white men within this demographic. 34% of liberals reported having mental health problems compared with 22% of moderates and 16% of young, white, conservative males. So the least crazy are young, white, conservative males. The most crazy are young, white, very liberal females. And does that not meet the exact criteria of everything you've ever seen? Doesn't matter, you know, that the study, it's great, the science is there. But how many of you have ever seen this with your own eyes, experienced it, lived it, been around it? I've seen it 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Just amazing. So it's good to see a little science that backs it up. It's not just the Wayne Root theory anymore. It's fact. Liberal women are nuts. Young liberal women are super nuts. Very liberal women, people describe themselves as very liberal, are super, super nuts. They're in the top 1% of nutcases, and, you know, young male conservatives have the least mental illness by a mile. And liberals in general, nuts. Nothing about that could be debated. It's science. I love when science backs up conservatives. So, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued the Biden administration for releasing COVID-infected illegal aliens into the United States, and I assume he's suing for them releasing them into specifically Texas. I don't know that the Attorney General of Texas has any ability to sue for any other state, so I assume it's Texas, but the headline is infected illegal aliens into the U.S. Texas Attorney General on Thursday, Ken Paxton, today, sued the Biden administration for releasing COVID-infected illegal aliens into the United States. President Biden's outright disregard of the public health crisis in Texas by welcoming and encouraging mass gatherings of illegal aliens is hypocritical and dangerous. This reckless policy change stifles the reopening of the Texas economy at a time when businesses need it the most and when our children need to get back to in-person learning as soon as possible, Paxton said in a statement announcing the lawsuit. Instead of using the CDC's authority to prevent the introduction of covered aliens into the United States during a pandemic, defendants have chosen to take courses of action that have resulted in the release of tens of thousands of aliens into Texas and into the United States. Absent this court's intervention, such releases will continue for the foreseeable future. I mean, I've said this again and again and again. What type of a madman would claim that COVID is terrible, it is the worst thing that ever happened, it's destroying Americans' lives, it's destroying America, it could come get you, you got to mask up, you got to lock down, you got to close your business, you're reckless, you're a Neanderthal if you open the economy in Texas, that's the word he used, you're Neanderthals, and then he lets everybody through the border. Who would do that and doesn't worry about if they have COVID? You know, in other words, illegal aliens are somehow different than the rest of us and a protected class and a better class. They're the elite in the United States of America under Democrats. Illegal aliens are an elite class of people, and even COVID, they're so special, even COVID doesn't matter. We've got to give them, you know, rights that none of the rest of us will ever have. Can't even believe this crap. And then you read this one right. BLM, Black Lives Matter, says communities are being terrorized at a greater rate under Biden than Trump. On the evening of the Derek Chauvin murder trial verdict, a funny thing happened over at the BLM Twitter account. Amid a broader discussion about Biden's first 100 days, the organization called for the Biden administration to end transferring military equipment to police officers across America. The account cited the military you see out on your streets ahead of the Chauvin verdict as reasoning for their point, as if a police presence wouldn't have been absolutely necessary in the wake of a not guilty verdict earlier this week. Everyone in America was scared to death they were going to burn the country down. Everybody. And there's no question in my mind that jury said guilty because they all knew they'd die. They knew that that building would have been burned down with them in it and the judge would have died too. If they'd come back with a verdict of not guilty, acquitted, they all die. They knew that, and that's why it was guilty on all counts. I think he was, you know, a lousy cop. I'm not on his side, not defending him. I think what he did was wrong. I think he was certainly partially responsible for the death by keeping his knee on George Floyd's neck. But George Floyd was a death waiting to happen. Lifelong criminal filled with fentanyl. Enough fentanyl to choke a horse, kill a cow, kill a whole group of cattle. That guy was dead that day anyway from all the fentanyl in his body. And a normal person, that's what the defense should have done. Two mistakes the defense made. Number one, they should have literally had a demonstration of a normal person with that exact police technique. And a normal person with their knee on there for 9.5 minutes, would it kill him? And I'd like to see. Would it kill a normal person, or is it only because he had fentanyl in his body that he died? That's number one. And number two, they should have let Derek Chauvin take the stand. You had to humanize him, and you had to make people understand he was not the monster that the media and the prosecutor made him out to be. You had to put him on the stand, and they did not put him on the stand. That was a huge mistake. People love cops. They appreciate the bravery and heroism of cops. You should have put him on the stand and let him make a case why he's a good person, and he, you know, had no inkling. You know, he didn't want to kill that guy. He had no interest in killing him. And when it, you know, when he showed up for work that day, he wasn't thinking, I'm going to kill a black person. My God, nobody thinks that. Not a cop in the world has ever thought that. And when he got the call that there was a problem and he rushed to the scene, you think he thought my life's going to be over? My wife's going to leave me? All my property's gone? I'm going to prison for the rest of my life, for the rest of my reasonable life, where people are going to rape me and hit me over the head with a pipe and kill me? In a maximum security prison? Because I put my knee on a guy's throat the way I was taught at the police academy for too long? You think he thought that? You think he intended to go to jail? You think he intended to have his life ruined and lose everything he's got? Including his wife? Do you really think that? No. I thought from the beginning it was so bizarre. that Derek Chauvin had his knee on the guy's, you know, neck and throat area for so long. I mean, I thought from the beginning that that was so bizarre. The look on his face. He has PTSD. He has mental illness. There's something wrong with Derek Chauvin. He looked like a zombie. You know? He looked like someone who had no light in his eyes. And the crowd is screaming, you're killing the guy, you're killing the guy. And he just looked, you know, blankly into the distance. You don't think that's weird? You don't think that's strange? He had the eye movements of a Stepford wife. You know, like nothing they were saying mattered. He was just staring into the distance. Very strange. So certainly, hearing what I think about the guy, you know I'm not defending him. I'm really not defending him. But the reality is that there's no way that that's a fair trial. There's no way that jury didn't think they were going to be killed if they ever let this guy off. And that's why there's no way on appeal that it's going to get any better. Because any judge or any jury that looks at this case on appeal, it's just like the judges that never were willing to overturn the election for Trump, overturn the election against Biden. They all thought they would be literally ruined the rest of their lives, if not killed, if not burned alive with their family in their house or in their courthouse. Certainly their kids would never get a job again. Their kids would be ostracized and beaten up at school. They could never go out to eat again in a restaurant. They could never go out in public again. Their life would never be the same if they overruled the election of Biden and installed Trump as president or asked for a redo. And so they were all scared, and it's the same thing now with the, you know, any sort of appeal by Derek Chauvin. He's got no chance. I said this weeks ago. He has no chance to be found innocent or to lesser charges because they're all afraid they'll be killed. And now, who's going to overturn that ruling? Are you kidding me? It doesn't matter how much I dislike Derek Chauvin. Don't tell me he got a fair trial because that'd be a lie. That jury knew they were making a decision that would affect the rest of their lives.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Are you U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, so back to the contention that BLM says communities are being terrorized at a greater rate under Biden than Trump. The official blue checkmark Black Lives Matter Twitter account, which sports a profile photo of a banner that says end white supremacy, made a startling claim that the Biden administration was sending more military equipment to communities than Trump did. You read that right. Our communities are being terrorized at a greater rate than they had been under Trump. This is what BLM says. The same account was critical of comments made on the night of the Derek Chauvin verdict by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who said, "Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice," in her comments after the verdict in the Chauvin trial was released. "This is so damn disrespectful," the BLM account said of Pelosi's comments. "He was murdered by a killer cop operating through white supremacy. There isn't any justice here." That's the official Black Lives Matter account. "George Floyd didn't choose to die," the Black Lives Matter account wrote. "He was murdered by a killer cop operating through white supremacy. There is no justice here." So Black Lives Matter hated Trump, hates conservatives, hates white people, and they're not too fond of Biden or the Biden administration or Nancy Pelosi. You know, I guess because Biden's white, I guess because Pelosi's white, they're not too fond of anybody. You know, they just will attack. They're an equal opportunity attacker. I'm assuming if a politician is white, they just assume no white person could ever understand, you know, the pain of blacks and the pain of what blacks have gone through, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that's a form of racism. You know, if everything every white person says is wrong, I think maybe you'd need to examine your policies a little bit. Maybe you're just a bit too biased. And, of course, who founded Black Lives Matter but a group of Marxist African-American lesbians who think that men should not be allowed to lead a household. I mean, it's a strange group. It's a strange situation. It's a strange storyline our country's going through right now. It's a strange period in America's history. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose it. You know, if we're not careful, this country is finished. And we'll never get it back. Let's go to that switch mode to that Columbus, Ohio shooting where the police shot a young black gal who had a knife and was looking to knife a few other black women. And the policeman was such a hero. He pulled up and he shot her and saved the black women's lives. Why doesn't anyone understand that? You know, it's like the glass half full and the glass half empty. He shot a black girl. He also saved black girls' lives. Outrage over the shooting of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant has intensified since her death on Tuesday, with activists denouncing it as yet another unjustified police killing, even as police body cam video clearly shows the young woman raise her knife as if she was about to stab another young girl. The body cam footage, which was released by Columbus PD just hours after the incident, has done little to quell the outrage, possibly because instead of sharing the unvarnished footage with their audience, mainstream media outlets have instead engaged in deceptive editing while the White House has laid it on thick with the virtue signaling. But a neighbor who owns the home across the street from the spot where she was killed, reportedly right in front of a home owned by her foster parents, has come forward in an interview with the Columbus Dispatch to offer an eyewitness account portraying the shooting as potentially justified, or at the very least, the result of an extremely difficult split-second decision made in a moment where multiple lives appear to be in jeopardy. Donovan Brinson, who recently bought the home from his father, who lived there for 14 years, said that he arrived home from running errands on Tuesday afternoon and saw a commotion among some girls outside. They were calling each other the B-word, so I figured it was just a girl fight, Brinson said. But when he stepped outside to walk his dog, Max, the situation had escalated. Shortly after he popped back inside, he heard four gunshots ring out across the street. And while his wife hit the floor, he immediately thought about the security camera installed outside his garage, which captured the fight. After reviewing the footage, he told the newspaper that while what happened is unquestionably tragic, he doesn't see how the officer involved could have made any other choice but to take the action. It was violent, and it all just happened so fast. The footage from his security camera shows the scene at a much wider angle than the police body camera footage. In it, as many as seven other young people were on or near the property when the attack occurred. Brinson, whose father also spoke with the dispatch, said the video has been turned over to police. Another witness, Ira Graham III, was working from home when the incident occurred. He also said he didn't know Micaiah personally. I believe in truth and facts. Videos don't lie, he said. She was in full attack mode. Bryant was literally aiming a knife at this young lady. She needed to be stopped at that point. That young lady's life was at stake. And this is the cop who LeBron James thought it was smart to say, "You're next," in a tweet and show his photo to the world. So some nut job or a whole mob of nut jobs could go kill him after he was brave and pulled up and saved this girl's life.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging a 50% reduction of U.S. emissions by the end of the decade.
By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half in half by the end of this decade.
Biden opening a virtual summit on global climate change, calling on other large countries to take similar actions. As far as those other countries taking similar actions, Republican Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reminds everyone.
As our colleagues no doubt remember, is that the hollow commitments these countries made back in 2015 carry no serious means for enforcement.
On news that the Biden administration wants to propose higher capital gains taxes for the rich, the Dow losing 321 points. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio. The Root is on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. We prepare for war, as in Wayne Allyn. Working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this summer, this July, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains when you're 50 or 60 years old. And I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said, I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, my mind, and my soul. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product, 15% off every product, if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. And even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. We've got our guest here. Paris Denard, RNC national spokesman, as in Republican National Committee, works in the White House. Nephew of Preston Denard, NFL wide receiver with the Rams, the Bills, and the Packers. And it's a great honor to have you on the show. Hey, Paris Denard, how are you? You're on with Wayne Root.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you again. But thank you for the opportunity.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Derek Chauvin verdict and how the media and the Democrats reacted. I'll tell you what I've been saying on this show, and I want to get your take on what I've been saying. You know, I'm no fan of Derek Chauvin. I don't want to ever be associated with a defense of Derek Chauvin because I think he was a bully. I think his knee on George Floyd was horrible. I think it was an awful look. I think the video looked like, a murder, like you're just, squeezing the life out of a man. And I think it was terrible. But yet, I think it's a lie to say it was a fair trial, because I think that because of BLM and Antifa and the media, I think that jury knew that if they ever came back and either acquitted him or lower charges, they might wind up dead, or their families might wind up dead, or their house might wind up burned to the ground, or they might wind up never working again at their job once they were doxxed and outed. They wouldn't even have a job ever again. So I think everybody knew they were expected to say guilty on every single charge, including the worst charges. And I'm not saying he wasn't guilty on the worst charges. I wasn't there. I'm not the jury. I'm not the judge. But it seems like he's a bad guy, but he didn't necessarily get a fair trial. That's what I've said about it.
You're doing a lot of speculation about what could have been, should have been, could have happened. But let me tell you something, and your listeners, you don't have to speculate when it comes to what Maxine Waters, the congresswoman out of California, said. She told those people, she flew from California, her district, and came to that state and told the people, get more confrontational, stay on the street. That is a clear directive. That is clear incitement, knowing full well that the people were hurting, that the people were upset, that the people were wanting to have justice, but the people that were out there were rioting, and some were, there was violence and looting and stuff, et cetera. There's no speculation. There's no doubt that Congresswoman Maxine Waters has a history, a pattern of saying highly, highly dangerous things. When she talked about going after Republicans in the Trump administration and making sure that they were, confronted and get in their face, this is what they do. Democrats have no accountability for the actions that the words that they say and the actions that they are trying to get people to do by their words. Words have power, and I believe the judge in the case, he clearly said he was not happy with the comments that Maxine Waters said, and he said that could be something that the officer could bring up for appeal, because it's true. if the judge said that, objectively looking at what she said and the, how that impacted and could influence the jury, and how the president of the United States weighed in on it, talking about, I hope they do the right thing, a wink and a nod. You know, the pressure was on them. The president had no business weighing in on this. The vice president, et cetera, and Congresswoman Maxine Waters inciting violence. We have got to hold Democrats accountable for their words and their actions, just like we have to hold them accountable for the things that they're not doing on the border, the things that they're not doing on for this economy, the things that they're not doing for minority Americans, the things that they're not doing for parents across the country by keeping schools closed and our economy closed down. We've got to hold them accountable because their words and their actions and their deeds are dangerous and they're wrong, and we have to put a stop to it. Enough is enough.
Well, you look at President Biden's comments, and I don't know in the history of America if any president has ever weighed in as strongly as him on a local trial that has nothing to do with federal law or federal policy. I don't, no president ever gets involved in jury decisions. I've never seen that before. That also should weigh into an appeal. I know the word was that they were already sequestered, but that doesn't matter. You know, word can get to them. You know that their relatives could text them and say, did you hear what President Biden just said? You know, he said basically you got to convict this guy. So, I mean, I think both Maxine Waters and Biden were terribly irresponsible, and both could be very well part of an appeal.
And we have to hold them accountable. I think everything you said is with great factual, great fact-based information that your listeners should take heed to. And I think that we've got to hold them accountable for their words and their actions. Because if we don't, we know the mainstream media is not going to do that. If we don't hold them accountable, we know that the Democrat Party, the leadership, is not going to do it. We've got to stand firm and say, you know what, wrong is wrong, and what you did was beyond the pale, and you've got to be responsible for it and put an end to it. You know, you want to talk about cancel culture, cancel the rhetoric, cancel the division, cancel the racist attitudes that they have on American society by saying everything and everyone and every person in the history of America is all racist. We need to cancel that type of rhetoric because it's not only divisive, it's not only dangerous, but it's 100% false.
Well, we're talking to Paris Denard, RNC national spokesman, as in the Republican National Committee, worked in the White House, nephew of Preston Denard, NFL wide receiver with the Rams, Bills, Packers, 1978 through 1985. I remember him well. And I think it's, I think it's important to note Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, always said, mm-hmm. Paris, look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame the other guy. And I always thought that it was interesting that they blamed Trump for inciting, you know, riots and insurrection on January 6th. I heard Trump's speech, and there wasn't anything in it that encouraged violence. But here, Democrats really do encourage violence, and it really does lead to violence. You know, they're not the only ones. It's not just Biden. It's not just Maxine Waters. Kamala Harris, on many occasions, basically told BLM to keep instigating and keep attacking and stay on it. And, of course, what happened? We had burning. We had looting. We had rioting. We had murders. We had a police captain murdered in St. Louis, Dorn. So, I mean, you know, I think Democrats mm-hmm. are the ones who do incite real violence. Nothing in Trump's speech on January 6th sounded to me like it incited any violence of any kind.
Well, you know what? This is why we have to have radio programs like yours. This is why we have to make sure listeners have the facts. Because the facts are we're approaching 100 days of the Biden administration, and it has been failures after failure after failure. And it's important to remember, he said he was going to be a unifier. He said he was going to be bipartisan. He said he was going to bring the nation together. And that's not what he's doing. He's actually hurting Americans by canceling jobs, the Keystone Pipeline, talking about raising the corporate tax rate, which would be disastrous for American businesses and economy.
Capital gains taxes local today. Look at the market today.
I mean, and then the clear crisis on the border and his inaction there, the school situation. I mean, this 100 days has not been a good one for the American people because he's had more conversations with foreign people like Putin and others in China than he has with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. He's not putting the American worker, the American family first, and we have to hold him accountable. But you know what? I think this Democrat overreach and all of the divisiveness that they're doing is not going to play well with the American electorate. I think the American people, Republican, Independent, Democrat, all alike, are going to say, you know what? Why aren't you working together? Why aren't you getting things done? You want to talk about infrastructure, but you have a $2 trillion package that has only about 7% that goes to traditional things that we consider infrastructure, roads, bridges, waterways, and free highways. And so it's like, why are you doing this to the American people? It's dangerous.
Paris Denard, RNC national spokesman, worked in the White House, nephew of NFL great Pat Preston Denard. And it's great to have you on. We appreciate all your comments. You sound like you should have take over my conservative talk show. You and I think alike. Thank you, Paris. Appreciate you coming on.
I'll come on as often as you have me. Thank you and all your listeners.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, look, any normal person understands that the first 100 days of Biden has been awful, just awful, awful for America. And as Paris Denard said, a failure for America, but not necessarily a failure in general, a success for Democrats because they want to jam everything through and ruin America, destroy America, change America, fundamentally change America. That's what Obama said, and I wouldn't be surprised if the President of the United States right now is Obama because Biden is brain dead. It's not Biden doing it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allyn, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you need to...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, you know, I was just talking about this with my good buddy, my board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, about the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. They clinched the playoffs, the first team of the year, by the way, to clinch the playoffs in the NHL, and then probably, we think, the first team in the history of sports, any sport, to ever make the playoffs all 4 of their first years after being an expansion team. It's really an incredible achievement.
And hey, Wayne, right now they are number 1 in the NHL in the standings and on pace to win the President's Cup or President's Trophy for the best record.
I understand the number 1 because they're the first team to qualify for the playoffs. They got to have the best record in the entire NHL. They're amazing. And by the way, just to show you how good they are, this isn't bragging about me. It's bragging about them. I've been to somewhere around 25 games. I have the record somewhere on my desktop. But I've been to about 25 Knights games, and they've never lost a game in my presence. And that just shows you, it's not to do with me, it has to do with they don't lose at home. It's so rare that they lose at home. I've never seen a losing game in regulation ever watching the Knights play. That's amazing. That's how good they are. Pretty amazing stuff. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. VRA, and that's for those who don't know, that's kind of their big thing when you're at the game. It's go Knights, go, go Knights, go. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Speaking of winners with an incredible long-term track record, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody on Wall Street that can match the track record of Kip Herridge, who founded VRA in 2003, and since then his top-performing recommendations have crushed the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 of those 19 years. He is like the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you exactly what's happening in the economy, in the market, stocks, bonds, gold, silver, Bitcoin, you name it, and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how VRA works and how consistently they beat the markets. For a limited time, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Join VRAinsider.com. Again, free 2-week membership. Never turn down a free, valuable 2-week membership. As a matter of fact, I like to say you'll go free for 2 weeks and check it out, and you'll stay for life. VRAinsider.com. I've been there for 18 years. I open up every morning reading his VRA newsletter. VRAinsider.com. Free for 2 weeks. Tell them Wainwright sent you. A little housekeeping, by the way. If you want to reach me anytime, email me. It's wainroot@gmail.com. wainroot@gmail.com. My website is rootforamerica.com. rootforamerica.com. You can find me, all my thoughts and opinions all day long on Parler, at Real Wainwright. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, at Real Wainwright. Parler, by the way, will be back any day on the Apple App Store. So you can now get Parler again on your iPhone and then go to at Real Wainwright. And my War Daily podcast available anywhere you download podcasts, iHeart. There's a million places to do it, but iHeartRadio comes to mind immediately. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. You'll love it. If you love God, gold, God, guns, gold, and tax cuts, you'll love my War Raw podcast. The country's largest police union unloads on LeBron James. I think he's gone way too far this time, and I think he's losing all his fans. I mean, LeBron James is not going to be well-loved by anybody after this. He could have incited. I hope not. I hope he hasn't incited violence against the hero cop and gets the guy hurt or killed. But this cop saved a young girl from being stabbed. A young African-American girl was saved from being stabbed because of his actions. I don't think that makes him a racist. Sorry. Can you imagine the difference between bouncing a basketball for a living and slam dunking it through a hoop, playing a kid's game and making a billion-dollar fortune versus being a beat cop and having to face a split-second decision with a young girl with a knife and you got to shoot and hit her and not hit the one she's about to stab? You know, can you imagine if he had fired and hit the wrong person? How about that one? How could anybody do this job? How could anyone be a cop anymore? Can you imagine if you pull up to the same chaotic scene, you pull out your gun and you shoot and a bullet hits the girl, not the girl that was doing the stabbing, but the girl that was about to be stabbed as a stabbing victim? What if you hit her? You're a straight bullet. Oh, forget it. You're a white cop and you shoot an innocent black woman who is about to be a victim and stabbed? That's it. You're going to jail for the rest of your life. How could you be a cop anymore? It's not even possible. Nobody could survive under that kind of pressure and stress. Impossible. LeBron James threatened the Columbus police officer who shot the knife-wielding girl, Micaiah Bryant, posted a photo and said, "You're next," with an hourglass and sand clock emoji. If any conservative posted a similar post, they'd be banned from Twitter in a second. But LeBron, of course, has liberal privilege. On Wednesday, the National Fraternal Order of Police, NFOP, unleashed on LeBron James. Micaiah Bryant, the girl who was fatally shot, was about to stab another girl. When the heroic officer stepped in and shot Bryant on Wednesday night, the National Fraternity of Police said King James, with his vast resources and influence, should educate himself and, frankly, has a responsibility to do so on the facts before weighing in. This is disgraceful and extremely reckless. The officer saved a young girl's life. No amount of gaslighting will change that fact. National Fraternal Order of Police, and of course, I agree with them. LeBron James facing a very big backlash. Just understand, America is a country that is, for the moment at least, majority white. And guess who goes to those basketball games? Lots of white people. I'm sure a huge majority of the seats. And they loved LeBron. And they bought the seats. And they bought his memorabilia. And they bought his uniform. And they bought his sneakers. And they made him into somewhere close to a billionaire. It's not a racist nation, LeBron. But what you did was racist. You hate a white cop who shot a black girl in a heroic way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.